All right, welcome back inside our Proactive Newsroom. And joining me now is Ahmad Daroudian, the CEO of Better Life Pharma. And Ahmad, it's good to have you back again. How are you doing?
Doing well. It's doing well. It's good to be with you again, Steve.
Yeah, so super exciting news out from the company that you've enrolled your first patients in your study you're doing in Chile. So just before we get to that sort of stage that you're at, why don't you just remind everyone a little bit about what this study is designed to do?
Yeah, thank you, Steve. So yeah, we've been working on this particular study off the ground for quite a while now. Just to give you a bit of background, early last year, a group of researchers led by Dr. Eleanor Fish in Toronto General, they conducted a study using interferon alpha 2B in Wuhan, China, in COVID patients. And this was early stage COVID patients with collaboration with colleagues in China. And they saw great results. It was one of those things that prevented hospitalization and improved patients' lives dramatically. So we have teamed up with Dr. Fish and her colleagues in Chile, Arturo Borowski at the Catholic University there, and along with our operations team, our CMC group, we have developed a formulation, proprietary formulation that took most of last year, and then designed these trials and got it approved by the Chilean authorities. And so what we want to do is basically now do those same trials that they did in China with our formulation, but with, FDA kind of quality data that we want to generate that is really gives us a leap forward in seeing, is this treatment viable for COVID patients? And, now with the experience that we've had, we all have had, but mostly in the research world, and then following now about a year of vaccination, we see that treatments are going to be needed going forward, no matter how there's variants coming and things like this. So, and the exciting thing about AP003, our product, is that it really is based on interferon alpha 2B, which is, an all-encompassing, it attacks the virus in many, many different ways, indirectly, but in many, many different pathways. So viruses and variants can't develop resistance to it. So now we're at the beginning stage, as I told my colleagues this morning, the train is finally left the station. Mm-hmm. We had a lot of logistical issues to do this, but the team has done a great job in the last 5-6 months working with the team over there in Chile, and co-principal investigator is going to be Dr. Eleanor Fish, and we're happy to that she's joined us to conduct these very important trials. So looking forward to the next, month or two in as these patients get rolled in to test our formulation and as soon as we can announce the results to everyone.
So we mentioned that the first patients enrolled. How many patients are going to be in this study total?
The total about 220. The okay. First 20 is very quickly. The testing is very quickly. This is basically a twice a day inhalation of our product over 10 days maximum. So these trials are not long trials. And once you get the first patient in, that's really usually, it's like the marathon. You prepare for it for 6 months, and then when you start running that first kilometer is the, being a former marathon runner, I know the first kilometer is very really the hardest, and then you kind of get into the rhythm of things. So we're ready, the team over there has done a great job in getting things set up, specialized nurses, nebulizers, and things like that, and everything that we shipped from the US, and that's really is now start of generating data.
Yeah, as not a marathon, the first 100 meters is tough, but anyway. Yeah. and last question, you mentioned a couple of months you're looking at. When do you hope to get the data back? Will you have that hopefully by the end of this year, or is it gonna stretch into 2022? Yes.
No, that's what we're looking for, beginning of December, okay. Around there. But in the meantime, Steve, as we announced back in July, we also are collaborating with Dr. Stephen Barr at the University of Western Ontario in London. And he's testing our formulation against the variants, specifically against the variants. The first three that we tried, that tested, showed great results. Our formulation worked against the Wuhan, the UK, and the South African variants, Alpha and Beta. And now, currently, he is doing tests this week, as we speak, on the Delta variant. This took a bit of time, as you can imagine. It wasn't easy to get the Delta variant. We got it from a US agency and finally cleared and arrived at the university, and the researchers are working on it. But we want to do, again, this, what we are developing, AP003, we want it to be all encompassing. So not just your COVID-19, but also the variants, including Delta, Gamma and Lambda, the Brazilian and the Peruvian, and Delta being from, you know, Indian variant. So we're looking forward in the meantime, in the next couple of weeks, to announce that the results of the test against the variant specifically, from the results from the University of Western Ontario.
All right. Well, we look forward to hearing more about that. We'll have you back to talk about it for sure. Yeah. Ahmad, thank you very much. Great to see you again.
Thank you, Steve. I look forward to our next interview and announcement of our results.
All right. Sounds good. Ahmad Darudian, the CEO of Better Life Pharma.